The new film, 24-Hour Party People, is a fictionalized account of two decades in the life of British television journalist Tony Wilson. In the late 1970s, in his native Manchester, Wilson started a record label, Factory Records. It released some of the most critically acclaimed and popular British music of the era. NPR's Rick Carr has this profile.
Tony Wilson was already in a position to preach the gospel of punk rock to a wider audience when the Sex Pistols first brought the new movement to Manchester in 1976. He convinced his bosses to let him host a TV show that featured new music, which wasn't on the air anywhere else.
I'm Tony Wilson. Here we are, as we are, so it goes. On tonight's show, I'll be talking to Alice Cooper live at the Apollo. Apparently, he'll be hanging a dwarf live on stage. But first, 2 minutes of the most important music since Elvis walked into the Sun Studios in Memphis, The Sex Pistols, and Anarchy in the UK.
That's comedian Steve Coogan playing Tony Wilson in the film. The real Tony Wilson says even though there were only 40 people at the Pistols' first Manchester show, it galvanized the city's music scene. Members of the audience that night went on to form the Buzzcocks, The Fall, New Order, and Simply Red. As punk made its mark in his hometown, Wilson says that merely reporting on the scene wasn't enough. He wanted to be involved. He decided to start a record label, so he drew up a contract.
Signed in blood that said, we own nothing, the musicians own everything. All our musicians have the right to F off, which I think was a wonderful contract.
Wilson called the label Factory. Pretty soon it was reaping praise from critics and selling a lot of records. One of its first releases was the debut of Joy Division. After lead singer Ian Curtis committed suicide, the band rechristened itself New Order and went on to sell millions of records worldwide. Tony Wilson says it put Manchester at the center of British pop. Wilson says Mancunians are generally more open than fans elsewhere to new kinds of music.
Just a little example, in 1986, two DJs in this city were open-armed and welcomed the music coming out of Chicago and Detroit that no one else bothered with, particularly in America. We're talking about the wonderful music of Derek May and Marshall Jefferson, the whole house music revolution, which changed the rest of the world, but not America. Gotta have house music all night long.
With that house music, you can't go wrong. Give me that house music to set me free. Tony Wilson says the spirit of punk crossed with house music resulted in the second wave of bands from Manchester and Factory Records, the so-called Madchester scene led by Wilson's protégés the Happy Mondays. For a while, the Mondays were the biggest band in Britain and threatened to become one of the top-selling acts in the world. Their records went platinum, and the band partied with an intensity that might have given pause to the decadent rockers of an earlier era. Yet Tony Wilson kept his job in television journalism. He says the two worlds never really clashed.
Except the day I was 6 hours late for an interview with a cabinet minister on the day of transmission, which is in the movie, and in fact it was far worse than what the movie portrays it as, and I finally got sacked from what was, I was actually arguably the first on-screen presenter of the British equivalent of 60 Minutes. But I got fired.
The film 24-Hour Party People suggests that drugs had something to do with Wilson's tardiness. Wilson says he got stuck in a snowstorm. Either way, the end was near for Factory. The utopian ideal that Wilson had literally outlined in blood on that first contract, that the label was more about building community than building a media empire, turned out to be a lousy business plan. At the height of its success, Factory went bankrupt. Yet its ideals continue to exert a profound influence. Mark Robinson runs the Washington, D.C. independent label Teen Beat. The best indie labels in the U.S. operate according to Wilson's ideals. Robinson says those small labels took to heart Factory's policy of exhaustively documenting everything that happened in Manchester, regardless of commercial potential.
It's almost like Smithsonian Folkways record label in the way that it kind of documents things that may be lost otherwise. It's like a window in time of the art that's going on in that city.
That experience taught Tony Wilson that most people completely misunderstand the relationship between musicians and the so-called suits who run record labels.
The suits, actually, we all actually love music, and musicians actually only love money. However, they are given this godlike ability to write songs and create melodies and write lyrics, and we're not. So we have to coexist with them, I'm afraid.
Still, 10 years after Factory went out of business, Tony Wilson remains intensely enthusiastic about new music. And he's still on television, anchoring an evening newscast in Manchester. Which raises the question of Tony Wilson's credibility as a journalist. In the film 24-Hour Party People, there's a scene that depicts a legend from early Manchester punk history. Afterwards, comedian Steve Coogan, playing Wilson, addresses the camera directly.
This never happened. But I agree with John Ford. When you have to choose between the truth and the legend, print the legend.
The real Tony Wilson says that suits him just fine.
The film is wonderfully a collection of lies. Most of the things never happened. Certainly not like that. And yet, it tells the truth about post-punk. It tells the truth about the acid house movement. It tells the truth about me and my partners.
Tony Wilson maintains he never used his position as a journalist to advance his interests as a record label owner. He says he quit his music show before he started Factory Records, and later, he says, he promoted other Manchester bands before he touted his own.
In the late 80s, I had a program again, and I made sure that I put Guy Called Gerald and 808 State and the Stone Roses on before I put my own band, The Mondays. And I had to be very sure that my colleagues, the researchers and my producer were very happy with that point of view. We're very careful. There was never that kind of conflict of interest.
Wilson laughs that the portrayal of him in 24-Hour Party People is deeply unflattering. He says it makes him seem more vain, pompous, and arrogant than he actually is. At the end of the day, though, Wilson doesn't care about his public image.
After all, it's only a film.
Wilson says the film makes him out to be more heroic than he was, too. What's depicted as a principled refusal to sell out, he describes as mere bumbling. And ultimately, he says it's that bumbling that made the whole journey possible and worthwhile. Rick Carr, NPR News.